Phil O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Gloating is easy. It requires no skill or rigor. It is simply an unattractive technique used for one purpose, to insult someone. Right now, a major gloat is aimed at President Biden, a man doing enormous damage to the country he was elected to serve. There's no question about that. After 15 months in office, Americans are getting hammered because of Biden's foolish economic policies and his general befuddlement on just about everything. Now, Joe got the top job in 2020 despite a strong economy under President Trump. The bombastic former businessman handled economics well, his policies, stimulating wages as well as energy independence before COVID shut the country down. But more than 80 million voters turned away from Trump's accomplishments and embraced Biden, who barely campaigned at all. He didn't have to. The corporate media did it for him by demonizing the Don and totally ignoring his economic success as president. Today, the United States is weaker in almost every area than it was 2 years ago. Yet many Biden voters are pulling a Tammy Wynette, continuing to stand by their man. It's amazing in the face of the facts, but unfortunately, some folks will never admit a mistake, no matter what. The truth is that President Biden is unable to govern. That's what's spooking the financial markets. It was painful watching him trying to describe Russia as a plutocracy and a kleptocracy. The president could not get those words out of his mouth, and his verbal attack became a stumbleocracy. Embarrassing doesn't come close to describing it. And so, the anti-Biden legions brought out the gloat once again. Look at this guy, they postured. He's unable in the extreme. Sadly for the country, it's true. Mr. Biden will be 80 years old in November, and he's not Paul McCartney, who turns 80 in June. The former Beatle is currently on a nationwide tour and apparently can remember the lyrics to his songs. Joe Biden couldn't even sing the refrain to Hey Jude. This is not gloating. It's simply stating the truth. Gloating is a waste of time. Wising up so something like this doesn't happen again is what every single American should be doing. Now this.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day, Mexico is a disaster. First, the data. Average income in Mexico, $5,000 a year. 45% of the population lives in poverty down there. Less than 15% of the Mexican population has a college degree. Compared to other Latin American countries, Mexico ranks last in life expectancy. Less than 10% of Mexicans have private health insurance. Most hospitals are run by the government. Mexico offers welfare programs to the poor, elderly, and disabled, but they are capped at $550 a year. That's all. Mexico spends 9% of its total budget on social welfare programs. Most other Latin American countries spend 24%. Crime stats in Mexico. There were 40,000 homicides in 2021. By comparison, 16,000 murdered in the USA. We have a population 2.5 times higher than Mexico. An additional 30,000 people are reported missing in Mexico. Mostly, they are murdered, dead. Of the 10 most dangerous cities in the world, 5 are in Mexico. Tijuana, Juarez, Acapulco, Mexico City, Monterrey. In November 2021, Mexico deployed 2,000 troops to patrol tourist places like Cancun because of cartel shootouts. More than 66% of businesses in Mexico say dealing with corruption is a daily part of life. On the narcotics front, there are 25 different drug cartels in Mexico. Total, 200,000 plus individuals working for the drug rings. Biggest is the Sinaloa cartel, founded in 1988. The cartels move about $100 billion worth of narcotics into the USA every year. 95% of cocaine sold here passes through Mexico. It is also the largest supplier of heroin, marijuana, and fentanyl into America. So now you know exactly why millions of Mexicans want to live in the USA. And who can blame them? I have always said, if I were a poor Mexican man with a family, I would try to sneak into the USA to get money to support my family. However, the United States government cannot allow millions of foreign nationals to come in here unregulated, which is what is happening under the Biden administration. The only solution to Mexico's problem is to designate the drug cartels as terrorists, and then Obrador, the president of Mexico, allies with the USA to attack the terrorists with military force. That is the only solution down there. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on television each night. In a moment, something you might not know.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. It is graduation season in America. This May, 4 million students will toss their caps into the air and receive diplomas at campuses across the country. Many ceremonies will also feature some of the most famous people in the world. Here are some high-profile speakers this month. Musician Taylor Swift, addressing students at New York University, the singer, will receive an honorary degree from NYU at Yankee Stadium on May 18th. Dr. Anthony Fauci, set to close out the school year at Princeton University, the nation's top COVID doctor, will become an honorary class member of the Ivy League school on May 23rd. Actor Tyler Perry will appear at Emory University in Atlanta. The self-made star dropped out of high school. Today, he is worth more than $1 billion. Judge Judy scheduled to address graduates in the Big Apple. Miss Scheindlin, ending the academic year for New York Law School. The TV judge graduated from college back in 1965. Prominent liberal politicians also on the roster. The list includes Loretta Lynch at Harvard, Samantha Power at Johns Hopkins, Senator Raphael Warnock at Morehouse College, Stacey Abrams, Spelman College, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, Georgetown, Vice President Harris, Tennessee State University, and President Biden at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis. All of these events can obviously generate major dollars. Matthew McConaughey, the actor, was paid $135,000 to speak at the University of Houston. Journalist Katie Couric received an undisclosed six-figure payout from the University of Oklahoma. And here's something else you might not know. A few conservatives will also be touring college campuses this May. Mike Pence will deliver the graduation speech at Columbia International University in South Carolina. Governor Glenn Youngkin at Virginia Tech, and Condoleezza Rice at Notre Dame. Good luck to the graduating class of 2022. Help your country become successful. Back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.